What the hell is that?
I've been going through my post since getting back from South by Southwest. An awful lot of reminders, notices, threats, junk mail. Seem to have insurance, tax, service, MOT. All needed on the motorbike. Of course, yesterday, coming out of the airport, I was only a few hundred yards up the road before some fool smashed into the side of my car. I say smashed into the side of my car. It was more like a glance off quite a structurally solid section, the bit between the rear wheel arch and the door. But there is a couple of creases there, which I know is just going to be expensive, especially as I... and this is my own fault, seem to have a £600 excess. Swinton, thanks for that. Thanks for convincing me that to bring my policy right down. Because you just don't think, you just want to get insurance, don't you, and get it out of the way. So yesterday was actually a bit of a mare, but then I kind of just remembered. By looking at the news, really, and what's going on in the world. And everything was all right again, because everything is all right if you have your health and you're relatively secure. I have a spoffle the size of a Muppet's head on my phone at the moment. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why it's actually so big. I ordered a spoffle from Rycote. They are on Twitter. You'd have to Twitter search R-Y-C-O-T-E. But it's kind of like these redhead spoffles, like a dead cat. And it's to go on my Zoom H1. But it's huge. It must be for, serious extreme wind and weather. Because it is the size of a Muppet's head. So I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to use it. But Rycote have designed it to go over the normal Zoom H1 windbreak spoffle mic shield thing, which is kind of quite small and compact. So, fully kitted out for offline audio recording in the field. Granted, it's come after South by Southwest, and as a result, I haven't actually got to use the audio recorder as much as I wanted to, because it is a bit blowy and exposed. It's also quite noisy in the hand. But it's here now. And I hope to be doing some soundscapes to go along with photography. That said, you just can't beat the convenience of the old recording audio in your iPhone, whether it's with Audioboo or whatever, and emailing it where you want it to go. So I'm definitely jet lagged. I guess it feels like 2 a.m. or something for me, but I had a good solid 7 hours sleep, which was more sleep than I had almost for the total of South by Southwest. I'm looking out on a couple of trees, a couple of wood pigeons and a green in a peaceful village, and it seems more than a few thousand away. In fact, it seems, this is the sleep issues kicking in. It seems more than a few thousand miles away from the chaos, the circus that is South by. I'm just uploading some photographs and summarising some thoughts in my head, and then I'll be probably throwing a couple of small blog posts out of stuff that I haven't shared yet, and then think about maybe doing a summary video. I said I'd do some stuff for the Open University on some content that's relevant to them around education, and it's kind of interesting. There was a lot of ideas that weren't in my mind necessarily, wow, never heard this before, but they were formulated in a way that made me understand things deeper. So maybe I'll try and wake up a bit, tune my mind into UK time and try and make sense of it all. I'm going to have a really, really nice weekend this weekend, doing as little as possible, although I do have some minor construction to do around the house. That said, it's really good to be home, and as far as I know, I don't have to do any travelling in the immediate future. Right, Friday. Feels like Friday.